At one time, I had the responsibility for getting leases on various property for the Geophysical Institute to do this, that, or the other thing. And what Al is referring to, I think, actually it's only one of many instances, was the time that I tried to get a lease on a piece of property out in the Aleutian Islands. And I worked on this thing, and I had to go to the Board of Regents. It was scheduled for approval at the Board of Regents. I got this memo one day from Al, who was down the hall, and it said that we communicated like that a number of times. And it said that we've been working on getting this lease approved, and it's taken a long time, and there's been a lot of difficulty, and now I discovered that, in fact, we don't need the land. He said, "Someday I'm going to kill you, and perhaps today is the day." I've cherished that memo. I think the fact that the Geophysical Institute administration was very tolerant of all the kind of wild things that was going on led to a much better atmosphere for work and for play, too. One of the attitudes that was expressed, and this is an apocryphal story, and as most stories are in the retelling, they gain new characters, new timing, and they're improved. But this one story is about a bunch of people on Esther Dome, and I think, I know T. Neal Davis was there, but maybe Al and Jerry Romick and Gene was there, or Russ Beach. It was for a rocket firing out of Poker Flat, and the gang was up on Esther Dome observing, and there was a NASA employee also up there, and he was down in the lower part of the institute, part of the observatory, and there was wires running all over the place. Geophysicists are not exactly electricians to code, and while he was down there, he noticed that a part of the equipment had caught fire and was burning the side of the building inside, and so he went running upstairs and said to somebody, "The building's on fire." And they said, "Don't bother me. I'm in the midst of a shot here." And he went downstairs and tried to put it out and came running up and he said, "The building's on fire." And finally, he went to Neal Davis and Neal Davis says, "This is very important. Don't bother me with small things." And the guy said, "What kind of people are you?"
Mary, please don't interrupt the paper.
Oh, excuse me. Well, what kind of people are we? Well, that's a very good question. I was present and involved in a very interesting plan to complete the meteorological tower at Poker Flat, the new meteorological tower, when it was up around 200 feet. Eldon Thompson and others got together, and I was there as well, and we decided that helicopters were being used to put in high-tension power line towers all over the world. We thought we could put the last 40 feet of the tower and the big rotating beacon that was on the top of the tower, and put it on the existing 200 feet of tower with using a helicopter.